On this episode, we're putting two Disney moderate resorts head-to-head in an ultimate showdown as Coronado Springs Resort takes on Caribbean Beach Resort. Today's September 9th, 2025, and this is episode 805 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
If you want to be part of the community and join the conversation, get the latest theme park news, as well as live streams from the parks and resorts, head to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic, and on TikTok at MSMPodcast.
Planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be overwhelming and at times just downright frustrating. But don't worry, because Mouse Dining removes the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit MSMFriends.com to use this free service.
And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you can get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday.
Are you ready for your bucket list trip? Our trusted partner, MEI Travel, will handle the planning so you can focus on the memories. They offer free vacation planning services and have nearly 20 years of experience creating memorable vacations. Visit mainstmagic.com/travel for a fee-free, no-obligation quote today.
Well, I hope everybody had a good weekend, and this coming weekend for us is not only the Polynesian stay, Woo-hoo. Which I'm excited about, but Very. It is our daughter's homecoming yeah. and our senior. So that's fun. We're going to be staying at the Polynesian and then coming home yeah. for that.
Coming home for that. I'm excited about that for the girls.
We actually leave tomorrow. Can you
we
believe
do.
It?
I know. Yeah. And this, we're recording weird? Sunday, but when this comes out on Tuesday, we're leaving on a Wednesday to go down. So we're going to go down there for 3 nights, but we'll be able to tell you all about the new Polynesian Tower,
mm-hmm.
DVC Tower. So very excited for that. We started this new thing right before we hit episode 800. This was something that was recommended by one of our followers on Instagram, and it's this Resort Wars. And so what we're going to do every now and then, we're going to pit two resorts kind of head to head in a couple different categories and kind of see which one comes out on top. Last time, if you go to episode 799, just a couple weeks ago, we did Pop Century mm-hmm. versus Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of surprisingly, I think the winner came out Pop Century.
Yeah.
Which was a little bit surprising.
Yeah, I think so too.
So we're going to move up a level.
Ooh.
And this comes right off of our trip this past weekend, whenever the heck it was, where, you know, we went down for opening of Food and Wine. We stayed at Caribbean Beach Resort. We're going to pit it up against one of our all-time favorites, Coronado Springs.
Oh.
So, you know, top of your head, which is your favorite?
Coronado.
We're both going to say Coronado, but let's get into the categories uh-huh. and let's see what actually comes out
I'm
on
scared.
Top. So a little bit first, we like to do our team introductions. We'll start off with Caribbean Beach Resort. This mm-hmm. opened back in 1988. This was Disney's very first moderate resort. We've got over 1,500 rooms. They're spread across all of these Caribbean-style villages. That includes Trinidad, Martinique, Barbados. You have Aruba, Jamaica, and then Old Port Royal is the main central giant hub. And back in 2018... there used to be an old Barbados section, which is now where Riviera sits.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember the old Caribbean Beach before they did all this, you used to come in the entrance, which I think would be the same now, where you come in basically like for Riviera, and you went to the lobby, which was a standalone building that you actually checked in, and then you got back in your vehicle to drive to kind of what was more a little bit more of the main Caribbean. It was almost like it was a guardhouse ahead of the resort, you know, and,
okay.
it had vibes of Old Key West. It
yeah.
was very similar in that, but it wasn't attached to any other major thing the way that every resort
right.
we know is. So right. they blew all that out, part of Barbados. They did that. They built Riviera. Then they did this huge renovation where they had Old Port Royal now.
Oh, yeah.
They opened Sebastian's Bistro in there. We got Banana Cabana and all that type of stuff. Well, first of all, My fondest memory of Caribbean Beach was before all the construction, everything. We were there with the girls. It had to have been before we were maybe pass holders or something. Mm-hmm. I just remember walking from our room and down to that main area where the lobby and everything was, and the girls got their hair wraps.
Oh, yeah.
And we got great pictures from the pool right there.
Which stayed
in place, and they built around it.
Yes.
Do you remember that when they tore everything down, they were rebuilding, and we visited, and they had those giant tents set up, and that was their food court.
I do.
And
I do remember that.
It was nuts. Like, it's, I mean, obviously, you know, Disney's not going to go through a renovation or a refurb like this and close an entire resort. But
right.
That's one maybe they should have.
I mean, I get it, but it was interesting, neat, and weird.
I mean, it's like, all part of that history,
100%.
You know, of the resorts and all. Of course, it got back in 2019, it got the Skyliner system.
Yes.
Along with Riviera being right next door. And what is great about the proximity here, as we talked very much about in that, you know, food and wine kind of episode and all, is when you're at Caribbean Beach, especially where we were, you know, in Aruba, you have almost the same access, walking distance, to Riviera and all of its stuff as you do to the main old Port Royal. So,
100%.
Nice. Coronado Springs opened in 1997. Of course, it got that massive Gran Destino Tower expansion in 2019, which makes it the biggest single resort as far as rooms. Over 2,300 rooms are there. Speaking of renovations, do you remember what used to sit where Gran Destino now does?
Yes.
What was that?
Because it was like their quote unquote like club.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
They called it business class, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. But we got to go in and like there was some snacks and a few items that were really cool that
So at that time, and we probably did this maybe 2018-17. Well, I think they probably shut it down around 17. So this again was going back. My friend Christina and her family were staying at Coronado, and we actually switched, I think, from wherever we were to there. And then we found out you could do this business kind of upgrade. It was $35 a night extra. And that
That's
gave you
amazing.
Access to this room that was kind of like a happy hour.
Yeah.
Like Rana said, they had snacks and stuff, but they had beer, wine that was included, sodas for the kids. And so we went and did that. And it was a cool addition at that time because it's the only moderate with a convention center.
Right.
And so they needed something like that at that time for the business folks that were coming in.
Right.
You didn't have Toledo to go to. You didn't have Three Bridges.
Right.
You know, you had just like Maya Grill and a couple of those other restaurants that are still there now. So let's go ahead into our rounds or our categories. And we're going to start with the first round, which is theming and atmosphere. This fits Coronado Springs, kind of their Spanish, Mexican, Southwestern American influences, Caribbean Beach with that Caribbean vibe. For you, the theming, the atmosphere, which one kind of takes the cake and wins this category?
I would say Coronado, I think, because of the real like Spanish Mexican style. Like, I love walking and seeing all of the plants, like cactuses and things that I'm like shocked, I think, that is on Disney property. But it's just super cool. Yeah. And I just think, I don't know, I just love the style of the all the rooms, like outside. I know they're, not colorful like Caribbean, but I don't know. I just think I like that feel of the Spanish Mexican like desert style.
Yeah, you know,
like the rocks. Like, I don't know. I just,
funny enough, I'll agree with you, even though I think the theming and atmosphere at Caribbean Beach is incredible. And this past
weekend,
it is. I really felt it because you truly feel like you are in the Caribbean. I mean, you really, really do. But I also look at, okay, you know, we live in St. Augustine, tons of Spanish influence and all. So some of that kind of translates into a Coronado, but at the same time,
maybe that's why we feel like we're at home sometimes.
And maybe.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm wondering, because as much as I do love that Caribbean feel and all, we, being in Florida, we kind of get that everywhere. You know, not necessarily exactly the Caribbean vibe, but come on, we can drive down to the Keys. We can go to the, even the Gulf Coast has a lot of that vibe. There's plenty of places that we can go to the beaches here within 30 minutes that are in those same colors, that have that same feel with, you know, like tiki roofs. I mean, we can go to the Conch House, which screams Caribbean, you know, this restaurant right down on the water near us. And so to me, I love that vibe and I love the way it feels there. It's very chill. It's relaxed. But I feel like it's something I can get more often than not closer to home. And the Spanish influence and all, I think that goes into Coronado. It's not the same that we have here in, you know, the oldest city in America.
Right. It reminds me more of like a Mexico, like desert area.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Right. It's something
I guess
we don't get.
Correct.
So I think maybe that is why we love it so much. And it's hard, I think, for both of us through this whole thing, and we'll do our best to not let nostalgia and moments and the fact that Coronado is somewhere we've stayed at probably more than any other Disney property, maybe competing probably with Fort Wilderness and all the times and ways we've stayed there. You know, I mean, it's just like, I think Coronado, you know, when we became pass holders after we stayed, you and I, that first time on a moderate at French Quarter, and we're like, man, it's really more than just parks. There had these resorts. I think Coronado was the first resort we truly felt that, like, we can come here for 3 or 4 days and we could not leave property and this is home to us. So I think Coronado, probably for both of us, it just takes that extra edge because of that. So let's move on next now to rooms in Comfort. Not only comfort, but stylings and decor and all. You know, we're looking back from this soft refurbs in the 2018-2019s over at Caribbean Beach. Trinidad got all new rooms. They did away with the pirate rooms that so many people did used to love, but they were tight.
Yeah, they were, especially for taller people like yourself.
Yes. And
I was fine.
And even now, when you, but even when you get to, let's say, you know, they still had the pirate rooms, if we went with the girls, you know, those, they were full beds with giant headboards and footboards, and it was kind of a clunky room, congested room. So those are much better with the renovation, but I think a lot still needs to be done, and we need a full refurb throughout the rest of Caribbean Beach. Now, Coronado goes back on, and I can't remember exactly when they got these refurbs. It was right before Grand Destino. They kind of spent the year or so. So around the same time that we're getting over at Caribbean, I feel like we got a much different refurb over at Coronado. One that looks like it could have happened last year.
Right.
But it happened now 7-8 years ago. Caribbean Beach looks like one that happened 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're not quite as modern of a feel. So with that being said, as far as comfort, inside decor, the way that everything feels, I know for me, it's Coronado. And you don't have to stay in Grand Destino.
Right. And I completely agree. The only reason I would lean towards probably Caribbean Beach is because of that fifth sleeper, to be honest. Because that is kind of great. And the only reason I say that is because, like, for us now, like, let's just say we stayed there for Thanksgiving, it would be really good because each girl would get their own bed. Because they do not want to sleep together anymore.
Right. Correct.
And if they do, I have to order enough pillows to basically
make a wall,
wall in between.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, I'm going to say, Coronado.
Yeah. And over, so Coronado does have larger rooms available. If you did have just say the larger family, you know, we're staying at Coronado for Thanksgiving. We could get a room there. The girls wouldn't have to sleep in the same bed. But then when you get to, like, the value versus the money, which we'll talk about in another category, I don't want to compare those rooms. I want to do apples, apples, you know. So, so while, yes, you could expand and go to some additional rooms, not only in the tower, but in some of the different sections, casitas and all, that have some of those junior suites and some executive suites, one-bedroom type things. I feel like I'm at home at Coronado. In those rooms, they're spacious. I mean, right now, the bathroom alone at Coronado, if you want to talk about comfort, it beats the ones at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
You know, you have that bit of extra space that really makes a difference. And it's one of those where, like, I didn't put numbers on here.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to put, well, exactly how many square feet is Coronado compared to Caribbean?
Right.
They're probably within 10, 20 or whatever square feet. But the feel to me of Coronado, it feels like it's a much larger room and it feels more spacious. Now, in the fifth sleepers over there at Caribbean Beach, some of that space is taken away.
Right.
Because you have to have that and the bench underneath it. But, yeah, I still think just for overall comfort and everything, I got to give it to Coronado as well. So we'll both say Coronado for that one. All right. Dining and drink options. Caribbean Beach, we got Sebastian's Bistro, you got Banana Cabana, you got Centertown Market, you got Spyglass Grill, which is over by Trinidad, which is a great little underrated quick service. I'll even throw in and say that the access to Riviera, which gives you Bar Riva.
And we took advantage of that.
Yeah.
One of the nights that we needed food.
Yep. We went over to Primo Piatto.
Yep.
Or you could still go to Topolino's. So
right.
While they're not part of Caribbean Beach, you easily have access to them being there.
100%.
Only reason I mention those is because otherwise I feel like it's unfair to go up against Coronado.
Yeah.
You know, we have everything from Toledo to Barcelona Lounge to Dahlia Lounge to El Mercado. We have siestas by the pool. We've got Three Bridges. We have, what's the other one? I can't even think. The bar that's right there, Lagunas, right? That's the kind of bar right there at one of the entrances.
But there's no food.
No, there's no food there. But, you know, you have so many different dining locations. You have really good ones. Maya Grill, you know, as well. Another sit-down restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when you try and put those two together, it's kind of crazy. But which one would you give the edge to based on all of that?
I know. It's so hard.
I'll throw in another one. Just, you know, Three Bridges is open until midnight.
I know.
So, you know, kind of helps a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, even being at Caribbean this last time, I mean, we didn't eat at Sebastian's Bistro, but we did eat a little bit at Banana Cabana when we were sitting there at the pool bar. I'm going to say Coronado just because there's so many more options. Because I feel like at Coronado, like with the four of us staying, like, you can, like, if all of a sudden I was like, I kind of want some Mexican, and you were like, well, I kind of want a burger. Like, I mean, you're all in the same place, and you don't have to worry about going somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, I hate to say it like this, but when we were looking for food, like, I knew we weren't going to go to Sebastian's Bistro, but I was looking, and then I was like, I don't think I want anything from the market. So I ended up going over to Bar Riva, like, and knowing that we could order from
Primo Piatto.
Thank
yeah.
you. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to go ahead and, like, everybody will be happy with this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I say that you kind of want to rope in a little bit of saying you can have access to the Bar Rivas and other things like that, but they're not really Caribbean beaches.
Correct.
You know, so if you really do want to look at what has the most options and the best variety, it certainly is Coronado.
Yeah.
You know, I can give a little bit of edge if you want to count in things like Topolino's, because I think it's great. You can go sit at the bar there and eat their full menu.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that was an option. I know Dahlia is technically kind of like Toledo's bar. I wish you could sit at Dahlia maybe and get a full Toledo menu. That would be kind of cool, but they certainly have a lot of their own good food.
Mm-hmm.
Three Bridges is up there with one of our favorite spots on property. It's constantly evolving and changing.
Yep, and it's always good.
Siestas is one of the better pool bars, I think. You know,
the food's good there too. We've had food there.
Food there has always been good there. Maya Grill, before all these other restaurants opened, we ate at Maya Grill a half a dozen times.
Yep, we sure did.
Before Grandestino and all opened, because it actually is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really talks much about it. And Dahlia is extremely incredible as well up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to give, I think, the nod to Coronado as well. But.
And then I hate to say it too, but in Grandestino, like, the coffee that
Barcelona Lounge. And it's like, you can't get coffee like that.
No.
Really anywhere else either.
Mm-mm.
And they even have some great quick service bites now that you can grab and everything from there.
Yep.
So if you really want to include all that Riviera has to offer in Caribbean Beach, then yeah, they probably edge out a little bit.
Again, like you said, it's great that it's there, but it's not part of Caribbean Beach. So,
yeah.
I mean, if it was still part of Caribbean Beach, which was, you said, the old Barbados or something,
yeah,
then yeah, I mean, unfortunately, Caribbean would be winning, but
yeah. And it's not even a Port Orleans, Riverside, French Quarter type of relationship, technically, even though sometimes it feels like it.
Correct.
So we're going to go again. We're going to give CSR a good old Coronado Springs Resort. And I swear this is a fair fight. We're talking it out. And I said on the last episode how much I loved Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. All right, let's move to transportation and park proximity, which without a doubt, we know that Caribbean Beach is going to take it because the Skyliner is an absolute game changer.
100%.
Coronado's biggest fault is its transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because it's a large resort that has to make multiple stops, mm-hmm. much like a Caribbean Beach or Riverside and Old Key West and stuff like that, but it's its only mode of transportation is the buses.
Correct.
Its location is more located towards an animal kingdom. So even if you're driving, you're a little bit further than most stuff, correct? Than you would be at a Caribbean Beach, where even if you decided to drive at Caribbean Beach for whatever reason, you're right by Epcot. You're right by Hollywood Studios. You're not far down the road, right, from Springs.
Oh, yeah. You're right down the road from Springs.
So the location is so much more accessible, even if you're driving.
Yeah.
But now you also have a Skyliner, I think, to add to it, right?
Yeah, where you don't have to drive.
Yeah.
With Coronado, you would probably want to drive more.
Yeah.
It is a central location more for Epcot and Hollywood, but obviously the furthest from Magic and a lot closer. It's the closest, obviously, to Animal Kingdom.
Right.
So, but yeah, and where is Caribbean Beach is huge, and it does have a lot of bus stops for the internal bus. Depending on where you're staying is huge too, because of where we were, we didn't have to take any internal buses, which was wonderful.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's going, I know we keep roping Riviera into this a lot, but the Riviera Skyliner station can be just as accessible to parts of Caribbean Beach as the Caribbean Beach hub.
Right.
You know, and we find a lot of time. Actually, you put it the perfect way. When we're on property at Coronado, we're going to drive to every park but Magic Kingdom just because it's a pain to drive there and park.
Yep.
When we're at Caribbean Beach, if we're going to Magic, we're taking a bus because we're not going to drive.
Correct.
The only park we might decide to drive to would be Animal Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
You know, but we're 100% using a Skyliner. So for both Epcot and Hollywood. So if you have the opportunity to use and utilize most of the transportation that is part of that resort, then it kind of seems like that's the winner.
Yeah. So I mean, I agree.
Caribbean Beach will take this one. Okay, let's go on to recreation and amenities. You've got the dig site pool at Coronado. You've got a nice big Mayan temple with a slide that comes down. Right there is that Siestas Cantina. You have arcade. You have a kid's playground. You have, you know, like everywhere else as far as some of those amenities go, I guess, or recreation stuff, you know, you have the poolside activities. They're going to be pretty equal, both being at moderates. So those types of things. You have movies under the stars. You know, the main advantage that Coronado always had was its spa, which is never reopened. So that one kind of doesn't even count anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Caribbean, we have the Fuentes del Moro pool. It's that Spanish fort design. It's got an incredible little play area for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You got Banana Cabana as the pool bar. And what I think really has going, and we kind of use obviously that whole pool bar, you know, central location is like the hub of recreation and amenities.
Mm-hmm.
But right from there, it's an easy walk across a bridge to Caribbean Key, which has its movie Under the Stars,
mm-hmm.
which is probably one of the best locations out of any resort. And what I think is awesome, too, is you're just a stone's throw from walking into Old Port Royal and also having access to Centertown Market. So it feels like one more of almost like an all-inclusive hub that you would find in an actual resort in the Caribbean. You know what I mean? So with that being said, recreation amenities, which hotel wins for you?
I'm actually going to say Caribbean Beach.
I am too. Yeah.
Because, I mean, the pool not only has two slides.
Yes,
it has one for the little ones. And I have so many fond memories of that pool. And it's just, I really like it. And I think the hot tub being like around the corner, kind of out of
it. It's a little private.
I feel like that's nice. Although the other night when we walked around, that thing was slam packed, in my opinion. But I was like, wow.
But here's what you'll see there. And again, no offense to kids. We're at Disney.
Right.
A hot tub sometimes, though, at maybe 9, 10 o'clock at night, isn't always the best spot for your 8-year-old to be them. 100%. They're by themselves. Well, maybe you're in the pool or you're in your chair and you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of nice about being it on that backside is it is a little bit secluded, where unless a parent is sitting back in that area, they're not going to be like, hey, just why don't you go play in the hot tub and get out of right. my hair? Because it's kind of out of that yeah. way. And that second kiddie pool is part of the main pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a then fenced in, really great kids play area mm-hmm. that the girls loved back yep. when they were younger.
Yep.
Man, we went Saturday night. I was just determined to get in the pool.
Yes, you were.
And so you and Tina went down. You sat by the pool. I put on my bathing suit. I got in. I did the slide. That pool's awesome. And you know, as much as I love the dig site in Coronado's, it's nice to have that Mayan temple, and it's cool. The water runs down, and yeah. you got a little jaguar.
It's cool to take a
pool.
Picture. Yeah.
But other than that, it's just a big square pool.
It is.
This isn't. Like, yep. this pool has some life to it. It's uh-huh. got some cool areas for kids to play around and on and jump off of ledges. And there's cannons, and there's little water fountains squirting out of cannons. And then, yeah, that big slide that drops in, as well as the kiddie slide.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, yeah, Caribbean Beach for me as well. So Caribbean is trying to make a comeback
I
here
know.
With these last two. Next, we're going on to value for money. So which one brings that better value? Now, Caribbean Beach can usually be slightly higher priced. It mm-hmm. is on the Skyliner.
Right.
Coronado has the option for larger rooms. They have the suites in both Casitas area, and they have them up in Grand Destino.
Mm-hmm.
Those can get pretty pricey.
Mm-hmm.
Coronado also has a club level that can be included for, obviously, that additional cost if you're staying in certain rooms within the tower.
Right.
With that being said, what do you feel has the better value? Like, the best way to put it, I think, is we're going on a trip. Let's just say it is the four of us again. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say Thanksgiving excluded.
Okay.
The four of us are going to go on a trip next summer. We're taking the girls. And it actually is just the four of us, believe it or not. But we're going down for three or four nights, and we're going to do the parks. We're going to do all four parks. We're going to kind of do a vacation like a family would to mm-hmm. Disney, a normal family. Which of those two, they're priced the exact same, do you think you would pick at, you would pick and feel that you that value is better, right? Just say the room, whatever room we're staying in, it's a fairly standard room.
Right.
It's $250 a night at Coronado, and it's $250 a night at Caribbean Beach. All four parks. It's a legit family trip. Which one would you feel better about spending $250 a night at?
Probably Coronado.
You would? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have to lean towards Caribbean Beach for myself just because of those Skyliners.
I mean, I was thinking about that, but also like, yeah, that's hard. That's real hard. I feel
it's a
like
tough one.
It is.
Because if you get, you know, if here's where I can give Coronado the credit. And I know that it's a little unfair because then it's not apples to apples with Coronado having a club level lounge. The club level pricing is not awful when you consider what you get there if you're able to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaks for most club levels.
Right.
You know, a club level is not something you spend the money on when you're doing, you know, rope drop to fireworks at the parks every day.
Right.
Right. And you're not taking advantage of it. When you can stay there. And I'll even say, even if you're not club level, if you're in a standard view or water view or whatever in the tower, just a regular old room, no club level or anything, you feel like you're staying in a deluxe. And I feel like that value, whatever you're paying for that, goes further than it probably does over at Caribbean. So I think I can give credit to Coronado in those instances when you do need a larger room.
Right.
Sure, it's going to cost more. But when you can also all of a sudden maybe comfortably sleep six, you know, in a room, and let's just say the cost instead of $250 now is even $450 or $550, but that room also includes a club access, maybe it even goes up to $600 or $650 a night, you're getting so much more out of it for what you're putting into it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think I can agree with you after I just talked myself into it.
Well, and the hard part is I'm only like, I think you're only basing it on like the transportation, which is wonderful.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm thinking of all the food.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of being there.
On those days we're not in a park.
Right.
Right?
I'm thinking
spending a staycation at
yeah,
the resort that
slash
day.
I'm kind of thinking like,
I'd rather be at Coronado.
Yeah. The comfortability yeah. of the room.
Yep.
I'm thinking so like, yeah, if you were like, okay, we're going and we're not doing all four parks and we're literally maybe doing Epcot, Hollywood, and maybe a Magic,
yeah,
I'd go absolutely probably Caribbean Beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact that you were literally talking about the value and the comfortability and kind of all, like, my brain went all around those.
Yeah. I think that makes sense. I think that does. So we'll give it to Coronado Springs, because we have one last one, and we are not in a tie. We are currently at a 4-2. Coronado is winning this one. But in case there ever is a tie when we do these, because there's six categories, we leave the seventh one up to our followers in our Main Street Magic community.
Which
and we
I
have
love.
Them vote.
I love it.
You want to read the results, because it was fairly close.
Yeah. So which moderate resort wins in your vote, and 58% picked Coronado, and then only 42, which is not far off.
No.
Picked Caribbean Beach Resort.
In the end, I mean, you can't lose, I think, with either of these resorts.
100%.
And as we've said all the time, we said at the last Resort Wars, we'll say it for all the other ones, so much
does...
This
is our opinion.
Yeah, it's our opinion, and so much depends on the makeup of your family.
100%.
You even just said, and you're right, if the trip of the four of us was one thing, it's Coronado. But if it's another, it could be Caribbean Beach.
Correct.
So you have to look at all that, and that's why we do this a lot, and we literally sit down, like, we don't vote or talk about this before these episodes at all. Mm-mm. We already know what the episode outline is, so there's no reason for us to discuss anything. So when we sit down, we just talk it out, and we figure out which one we think. So you kind of get to hear that. It's the same conversation you can have with your family when you're trying to decide. So thank you guys again for listening. We truly appreciate it. Of course, if you want all these episodes coming up, which will include our stay at the Poly Tower, we purchased our tickets for Mickey's Not So Scary. We'll be doing on October 2nd. Thanks to our wonderful travel advisor, Amy, with MEI Travel.
Thank you, Amy.
You want to go ahead and subscribe, of course, get brand new episodes every single Tuesday and Friday. Then if you go out to mainstmagic.com, scroll down a little bit and you will see where you can sign up for our email list. Please do that. We got a lot of cool announcements coming up very, very soon, and you won't want to miss them. And then finally, you're already on the internet, you might as well go out and leave us a rating and review,
because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.